We're in a lesson on the topic of the law of love and the system of Adam Rishon. We're reading from the resources. We're going to be reading resource number 26.
Let's continue.
Excerpt number 26 from Bala Sulam. The law of love does not apply between great and small, as two real lovers must feel equal. Again, the law of love, excerpt number 26. The law of love does not apply between great and small, as two real lovers must feel equal.
What is there to add here? Tell me, who is great, the baby or his parents? For his parents, he is the greatest. They're willing to put him on their heads and give him everything. That's how it is, right? So if there are relations of love, then there is no difference between the small or great or adult. And the law of love, we don't even understand yet. It straightens everything out. We don't need to correct a thing, good and bad and truth and lie and all these things. They connect to each other to such an extent, they complete one another, that it all becomes one. Love, it arranges everyone together. Like that. Yes, Niv.
Today there are so many efforts that are being put forth by humanity to equalize the relations between everyone, to those who are neglected, to make them greater. And here Bala Sulam is describing some key.
Yes, in one sentence. That's all we're lacking. And if not that, nothing else will help. You will always feel one against the other, black, white, red, fat, thin, men and women, and small, and grown up, and all these things. Each one will feel himself in comparison to the other one, either in a surplus or a deficit or both together. You can't do a thing with all the parts of creation after it shattered and after it became egoistic, that each one is in their own, as if their own sphere, their own circle, then all these spheres, they're colliding, and no one knows how to win the other, how to take advantage of the other, and in what way they can reach a state that it will all be as one. Look what's happening between the nations. They can't, they simply can't. The ego is eating everyone up. They can't come closer to one another, and it's going to be worse and worse. We think that humanity will evolve and improve. It will evolve and it will feel itself in an ongoing descent all the time. It won't be better. Yes.
The law that's being described here is so simple. It's even corporeally, you can understand this principle of equivalence through love.
Yep, but how to reach love? What is love?
Yes, but even the thought and the direction of love that will equalize between everyone is not seen on the horizon. So many efforts, systems, and monies, and whatnot. And this simple principle, which is seemingly so disclosed, is hidden from the eyes of everyone.
In other words, that it cannot be kept.
Is that why it's concealed? They don't even think about it. They're not saying, oh, let's try to increase love.
If it's not feasible, then what can you demand? Is there anything to talk about? So kids speak of it, and the elderly speak of it, or bleeding heart people speak of it. But it's all talk. It's all talk. That's why they're given the chance to talk about it. It's good that you're talking about it, about love that should be among people, and equality and connection and mutual help. do, go ahead. But they don't take it seriously because it cannot be kept. And the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of it because it has a means, a vessel, how to keep this law of love. And without this law of love, it will be ongoing destruction until it will reach states. Until the final states will push us to think that we need to reach love. Yes?
What's so terrible in trying to do actions that will equalize between everyone, not through love? Why is that meant to fail to start with?
This brings hatred. It reveals to the extent that we're not equalized with one another, how different we are. And therefore, it's not worthwhile coming closer. Humanity is the opposite. Let's form connections in culture and education and travel and all these things. Why? Everything but inner connection. Because through the inner connection, we immediately want to strangle one another. Just like that.
So actually all the efforts that we see that are happening in trying to make people compared are just...
Our entire life is just to blur this need for love between us.
Why is that inner repulsion that is so terrible from this internal state of love? Why are we obscuring it?
Because we can't do it. We're not able to do it, to keep love. So I'll go to you to travel, you come to me. We'll maintain relations of culture, of education, trade, etc. We'll talk about it, we'll have an virtual connection, everything will be, there's no problem, just not love. And eventually we'll reach a state that will come to the need for love as something that we can't do without. We've tried everything, and it's the worst possible state, and then we reveal it.
How in our tents are we cautious to not build systems that will only obscure the inner need?
We need to relate to our states in the tents in two lines. In two lines. This is what's revealed, that we're opposite from one another, and I don't want to connect, and I'm suffering, and I want to see my friends, even, I don't know how close they are to me. On the other hand, I understand that I need to reveal this on the opposite form and in a worst possible form every time, more and more, and hatred on the other side. And this connection and inclination to love on the other side, that one won't erase the other. I need to be in these two systems together. And here we begin to feel the necessity for the Creator that will connect between us. That He is the middle line. He is that middle line. He can connect us. He Himself is the good inclination, and He created the evil inclination. Only He can connect us, that I reveal hatred, and together with that hatred I will reveal love. And this love and hatred will take place in me in the same time, in the same subject, and they will complete one another. But this completion is only through the upper force, the middle line, that I don't yet know what that is, but that's what will be. And this is inside of the system which is called soul. There is a viut, timtzum, restriction, screen, reflected light, coarseness, and then adhesion. That's why in the relation between the tens, later on, but we'll first learn inside the ten, that I discover from time to time the relationships between us that are worse. And this is a sign of advancement. Because alongside with that, I'm I'm forced to build connections above that. Not instead, but there is hatred between us. And there also needs to be love between us. And we need to learn how to be in these two things together. And to balance between them that they both grow. First of all, hatred grows, and it forces love, hatred, love, hatred, love, hatred, love. And by that, I build my partsuf. And the correction is by having all of the hatred revealed, and as a result of it, and thanks to it, all of the love will be revealed, and they will both exist together as aviut, coarseness, restriction, pureness, and only in such a way humanity will be able to exist. Otherwise, there is no any other way.
Beseder?
Okay.
No,
all right.
PT4.
Let's go to PT4.
Rav, you said that the wisdom of Kabbalah has a mean by which we can reach love. What does that mean, and how does it protect us to not reach hatred and deterioration?
Do you remember the students of Rabbi Shimon when they started assembling before the lesson? They hated each other. They wanted to kill each other. And later, when they worked on it and they connected between themselves, what happened? The opposite. They started connecting to each other to such an extent that there was love and attainment of the upper world. That's what they wrote about in the book of Zohar. Only this way can we advance.
But what is that means that they use that we need to use as well?
Effort to reach it. Attainment, that it is impossible to do it by our own forces. An address to the Creator to connect us. Everything is only attained by a prayer. But in order to pray, you need a deficiency, which comes out of efforts to attain on our own, etc. We're advancing towards these things to understand, to acknowledge, to realize. Specifically, these are stages we need to go into more and more practically.
The recognition, understanding seems like it does exist in the whole world. What else do we need to do in order to enter into that stage of implementation?
That will do it in each and every 10 in a practical manner. That we'll see how much we're internally rejecting each other, where the ego is increasing for each and everyone, how much we're incapable of being connected together. But along with that, we should try to be together and not run away. And as we organize these two forces, one against the other, the Creator is the one who He who makes peace above will make peace upon us. That's the work. But to realize it in such a way that both positive and negative, both the attraction and the rejection, everything is by us belonging to the upper root. Who made all these arguments between us, all these problems between us? It's the Creator. He's the one making the disputes between us. Who has to organize this connection above all disputes? He's the one who has to do it. He who makes peace above will make peace upon us. What depends on us? Only the prayer, only the request. But we have to digest all these situations. We have to bring them into practice. That's clear, right?
Cab U3.
Do we have inevitably to come to a world conflict and this hate love process in order to get to Gmar Tikkun? Thank you, Rav.
We're always in conflicts. What was the question about? And we're always understanding that we have to rise above them. Rising above them is only by the Creator. If we ourselves try, we discover we can't. Then we run in all the different directions, which is forbidden. We should always go back to the materials and read them, and to set them inside in our hearts, to determine that only in the form of the connection between us by the Creator, He's the one who's doing, we can always advance. Only this way. Who is PT2?
Well, the question is how to make sure that none of the members of the 10 doesn't run away throughout the day to all kinds of imaginary engagements. How do we keep the inner power and demand from the Creator?
Well, you should be connected and from time to time to drop something from one to each other to remind each other. But it's not a problem even if you run away for a while outside of this business, but when you come back to each other a few times a day, that's important.
We awaken through Rabash in our meetings, and that's actually really amazing what's happening, because it's like Rabash is answering all the deficiencies you acquire during the day.
There's no other person who opened the wisdom of Kabbalah for us in a practical manner more than this person. There is none. Really, when I saw these articles, I saw, that's it, he did it all there.
The question is if there's something that we can do throughout the day to create for one another, to cause a certain lack that is greater towards one another, or to constantly draw the friends inwards towards that center of the group, to the common request.
That's all according to your fantasy. I can't give you advice which are higher and cannot be carried out in the present state in your 10. That's why you yourselves have to look for a way by which you can remind your friends about connection, about the right way to connect, etc. Only you. From time to time we talk about it like we did now, but you have to do it on your own later. This will happen naturally. It won't be artificial. Artificially, it's usually, it brings you further away from the path if you're doing it not by your vessels. PT 30.
Good morning, Rav and World Kli. We can simply feel that as a result of all these efforts and contradictions between us, a stage of gratitude comes. Simply great gratitude to the 10, first of all, that I have to express personally, but also to you, Rav, and to the World Kli. Simply great gratitude that after all this friction and misunderstanding, there's, as a result of the articles of Rabash, there's a feeling that I want to bring to the Kli.
Good. I hope that many people feel like you, and that's good. That strengthen this feeling that love covers all crimes. We need greater crimes and greater love. That's how by two lines we reach the middle line where the Creator is revealed as an essential force that can bind the left and the right together. PT 31.
Rav, throughout the day when we read Rabash, we feel that whoever reads, the friend that's reading, has a huge role. While he's reading, how does he disclose love to the friends? What is the intention that he should have?
You should think and advise him. That will make an effect, but whatever I say won't make any effect. I've said it all, but the main thing is what the group tells a person. What it accompanies him to this role, the duty of the organizer, the usher, whatever. PT6.
Rav, relative to the hatred, I need, or don't need, but one friend hates the other friend and they both know, meaning the hatred is mutual, or you simply hate someone and he doesn't even know you hate him?
There are many different states. Why are you asking me about this? Ask yourself. Focus group.
Rav, I wanted to be more precise. During the day when we read Rabash, we heard this. I just want to be a little bit more precise here. Is it right to just read from the first two volumes where they're the organized articles of Rabash and without volume three, which there are the inscriptions, or is it not important?
No, volume three is also very important. Third volume is very important. But I, for instance, like to reading from beginning to end. Of course, it will take some time, not 2 years. I don't know how long. Well, it turns out that I hear in my 2 articles in the first half hour of the day, and 2 more, or maybe 1 article in the second half. But that's a nice advancement. That's a good advancement. Rabash wrote it a whole week long, every article, and we read it in 15 minutes. If we do that, we can devour many articles. And it's not that we go through it just like that. We're doing it with an intention to advance. And this is our teacher. He opens up our general soul for us. By that, we're under his true care. This is the closest teacher we can have.
Maybe I didn't say it right. Of course it's important. The question is, in the excerpts that we read between us, is there a preference to read from volume 1 and 2 relative to volume 3?
I actually really liked the third volume because the third volume, I composed it. After Rabash passed away, I took all of his archive from his house to my place, to my home, and I somehow organized all his notes, all his pieces and notes he wrote to himself. And from that, we have the third volume. It's not that he wrote it for someone or something. He wrote it to himself, just to remind himself, maybe to think about it, maybe to do something out of it later. But usually, these writings in the third volume are written beforehand, in the years before he started writing the articles for us. The students I brought him. That's why there are such things there that are written like, maybe it's something only for himself, unorganized, maybe not precise, but we should also read that. You should only know these are things he wrote to himself as lists of things. Some things there. There are other things as well that maybe we shouldn't publish, or maybe some things, some other things we can find and publish. But what he wrote in the first two volumes, you can be certain that is enough for us to reach all the corrections. But it's not that I forbid on reading the third volume, no. I'm just saying where it stems from. All these articles, all these notes, are in my archive, Not really, by my room. There's a special room, which is an archive. It's sealed in a special way, so it can't be burned. And there it's kept. But it's all before you. When he passed away, I told myself, I can't leave these things only to be in my place. They have to be revealed to everyone. And then I published the Shamati book, which was completely concealed. He never wrote these articles by Shamati to anyone. I'm the only one who had them. And then that's why I opened up all his writings, all his tapes, tape recordings. I had everything. I wrote, I had 1600 audio tapes, etc. I opened them up to everyone. Everyone can come, copy, use it. Truly, I didn't want to hold anything to myself. And I think I did it right.
PT-17. We have a technical question. We have a very important day today. We're meeting between our tens. Let's say we have a meeting with four different tens in two different languages, which is a little bit more difficult to read Rabash, I think, in two languages. What would you recommend that we do in such a meeting for the time being?
I
don't think it's good to read Rabash in such meetings. Maybe it's better to find warm words
to
give some words about awakening and upliftment, but don't use empty words that everyone's sick and tired of hearing. But actually give examples of bad states you were in and how you but make it short. Don't put pressure on friends and force them to hear you. Poor people, they have to listen to you, and impatiently they're waiting for it to end. But something that one group can show the other group to make their path easier, maybe to awaken more desire and enthusiasm for connection. This way, make it more emotional, so that truly the people outside of you, even if they are using a different language, they'll feel what you want to give them. That's very important.
Another short thing. Sometimes we say, we don't need to translate, listen with your heart, and sometimes we want to translate. Let's say we have two Russian and two Hebrew heads.
You don't need to read at all. Did you hear my previous answer or not?
No, what the friends are speaking. Maybe the different languages.
Yes, translate it. Translate it. Otherwise, you won't have a connection. Still, a language, we haven't yet risen above languages to the language of the upper ones. We're still in the language of the lower ones. There is also an article about it by Bala Sulam.
Тбилиси.
Доброе утро, Рав. Дорогой Рав, то, что мир...
Good morning, Rav. Dear Rav.
Это уже на ладони.
The fact that the world is suffering, and it's suffering greatly, that's clear to everyone. But is it ready to cover all the crimes with love, so that we will go to them with our dissemination?
This depends on us. To what extent we can disseminate the method of correction to add our method of correction to the trouble the whole world has. To what extent we can show the whole world and what trouble it's in, what's the reason for all these trouble, and how we can raise ourselves above all these troubles. It all depends on our specialty. We have to try, to reach a state where the whole world can hear gently, subtly, but still we have these forces between us by which we can convince the world to be in a good relation. We're advancing towards that, really advancing. And with this, we'll let Info speak already. I see he's putting pressure.
Yes, to continue what was we heard now, we want to say that on Wednesday at 5 Israel time, PM, we're going to be meeting with all these mixed tents, and the link will be sent out. We'll also say that we did a survey. We sent everyone a survey about these meetings. And the summary of this survey was that most people prefer to have a remix once a month of that list. And another thing that we discovered is that most people prefer maximum 2 languages, no more. And people who answered this survey are connecting once a week for this meeting. So we're going to continue with this. Of course, we heard Rav's recommendation just now. We will send it all out. And today, our schedule, we are meeting to watch together the first part of the lesson from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, and then do a workshop live with our friends from 7 to 7:30 p.m. And we'll continue to a song. המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread song bring down the walls you know it won't be long when we're together we cannot be wrong теперь я точно знаю все мы соединены любой вопрос решаем если вместе будем мы Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song.
Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Here we are. Should come.